This is All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries. My guest on All About Books today is Kirsten Hill. I invited Kirsten to join me today because she is a big reader and she has a book blog that's called the BFF Book Blog. I know as library director that she often has books to discuss with me, and that talking about books is one of Kirsten's favorite things. So Kirsten, I've invited you on today to tell me about a book that you recently read that you have found especially compelling.
Absolutely. The book I'm going to talk about today is called The Collector Society, and it's by an independent author named Heather Lyons. After years in Wonderland, Alice has returned to England as an adult, and she's desperate to reclaim sanity and control over her life. An enigmatic gentleman with an intriguing job offer too tempting to resist changes her plans for a calm existence. Soon, she is whisked away to New York and initiated into the Collector Society, a secret organization whose members confirm that famous stories are anything but straightforward and that what she knows about the world is only a fraction of the truth. It's there she discovers villains are afoot, ones who want to shelve the lives of countless beings. Assigned to work with the mysterious and alluring Finn, Alice and the rest of the Collector Society race against a doomsday clock in order to prevent further destruction. But will they make it before all of their endings are erased?
Ooh, so sort of a book about book characters.
I know, exactly.
Well, now tell me what you find especially compelling about this book.
Well, have you ever finished a book and then you ponder what happens to those characters after the story ends?
Mm-hmm.
How do their stories continue? I know that I have thought that, and I think that most fanatical readers have as well. And The Collector Society is really a book lover's dream. It's a book where beloved book characters have evolved outside of their stories, and they morph into something more. It takes some of my literary favorites and turns them into three-dimensional characters and takes what we know of these characters and translates them to the world that we live in. The idea of book characters fighting to save their worlds and banding together is really kind of brilliant. And when we read books, the characters come to life. So why not imagine them as actual living and breathing beings meeting one another? They cross over from one world to the other and they fight to save entire libraries. Alice is one of my favorite characters. She is, I say she's a seriously fierce character. I think she's one of the best written female characters that I can remember reading. She is strong, she's smart, she's brave, she's independent, she's witty. She can literally roll with the punches and adapt to whatever comes her way. She has a great moral compass and remarkable loyalty. Alice is sort of the standard that I've set now for all female characters when I read a book. And it's a story, the Collector Society is really a story like you've never read before. It's fresh, it's unique, I think it's inventive and really captivating. The writing is terrific. I'm amazed with how artfully Heather Lyons weaves words together and makes me savor so many of the passages. The book has a little something for everyone. It's got fantasy, romance, action. There's a little heartache, some intrigue and nostalgia. It's really terrific and one of my most highly recommended reads. It's the first book in this adult fairy tale romance series. So book one is The Collector Society. Book two is called The Hidden Library. And book three is The Forgotten Mountain. All of those have been released. They're available on Amazon, iTunes, Kobo, and Barnes & Noble. And then the fourth book in the series is going to be released in early 2016. And that'll be the final book in the series.
Ah, so one more to look forward to.
One more. I know. I'm waiting anxiously.
Kirsten, when you first talked about Heather Lyons, you mentioned that she's an independent author. What does that mean?
So she is not picked up by a traditional publishing house.
Mm-hmm.
So, no Random House or Penguin Publishing or anything like that. She writes these books and then releases them herself on all of these multiple forums and then does her own promotion and all of those things to get the word out and to share those books with readers. So completely independent.
And I know you and I have discussed that you read a variety of independent authors. How do you find the next thing that you want to read then?
I find those books a variety of ways. There are actually now PR firms or tour companies that are set up to work with bloggers. And so I've signed up with a number of tour companies, and they send out I mean, I could read hundreds and hundreds of books every month if I had the ability. They send out all of these different options, and most of the authors that are using these tour companies are independently published. And so I'll sign up with different tour companies, or I'll follow other blogs and find books that sound really interesting. And that's kind of how I source my next read.
Well, and I think that maybe we both could agree that if we could give up our day jobs, we would have more time for reading, probably.
Absolutely. It's something I've pondered, and I can't figure out how to make it work. But if I could, that would totally be what I would do.
Well, I'm curious to know, as somebody who blogs about the books you read, how does that change the way you read?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I probably get less sleep than I did even before I started blogging. And I maybe have a little less time even to read than I did before I started blogging because now some of that time is spent, actually writing reviews and doing social media. And I'm reading on a schedule, which is interesting because I'll have reviews that are due at a certain date or time for as part of a blog tour or a new release or those sorts of things. And so reading on a schedule has been very different for me. But it's also been a lot of fun. And I now have more authors that I love and that different series that I've started. And my to-be-read list is sort of never-ending now.
Well, and I think whenever an author that you like is a series author, there's often one more that you're waiting for that you know will be coming up soon. Tell me a little bit about an author that you've gotten to know or the experience of being a blogger. How has that led you to become acquainted with certain authors?
Yeah, that's been really interesting and probably the most unexpected part of this. There are actually quite a few authors that I've gotten to know fairly well. One of those is an author by the name of Daisy Prescott. Daisy, I had kind of gotten to know her a little bit on social media and followed her Facebook pages and those sorts of things. She writes a romantic comedy series, and they are interconnected standalone novels as part of this modern love stories series. And then in March of last year, I was in Austin, Texas, attending the Austin Book Fest, and I actually got the chance to meet her. We had a glass of wine at the end of the day, and I love her, and we interact quite a bit on social media now. I've gotten to know Heather Lyons a little bit in the same way, S.L. Scott, Rachel Gray, Penny Reed, Ashley Pulo. There are several other authors. And I think it's been really interesting to be able to connect with them on a whole different level that's both part of blogging and reading, but it's now become very personal too and developed friendships. And it's been fun. The other thing is I've developed some great relationships with other bloggers.
Oh, sure.
So it's like finding this whole tribe of people who also love to read and being able to develop these friendships. Again, that's probably the most unexpected part of blogging that I've enjoyed the most.
Well, I think it points to one of my favorite themes, which is really what I refer to as a community of readers, that it sounds like what you've got is almost like a national book group or book club going on now.
Absolutely. And there are actually a couple of different Facebook groups that are large reader groups and are really, really active groups where people are throwing out recommendations and they're talking about books and they're talking about characters. And, you know, we're all talking about these characters as though they're real life people.
Sure.
But it's so much fun to have those interactions with other fanatical readers. And it's been just a ton of fun.
Well, Kirsten, it's been a ton of fun to have you on All About Books today. I should mention that the book that Kirsten described today is called The Collector's Society. It's by Heather Lyons. Kirsten, thank you so much for joining me today on All About Books.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online. Visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries.